This is Voice of His Baby.
A warm welcome to one and all. I, Dr. Padmanabhan Karthikeyan, a proud member of the SBV family, going to discuss a very important and pertinent professional matter, and to facilitate that, I have with me Dr. Shashwat, a resident in ENT. Hello, Shashwat.
Hello, sir. During my PG training, I have heard about the concepts and relevance of values for healthcare professionals, but I have been longing since then to learn more about this. So, sir, what do we understand by the term values for a healthcare professional?
Well, values can be considered as principles or beliefs of the healthcare professional that will guide them towards accomplishing their duty in a rightful and ethically appropriate manner. In fact, such values underline the standard code of ethics for the professional. We need to appreciate the fact that these values serve as mandatory guidelines which are frequently utilized as an appropriate basis to evaluate the true virtues of the professional. You would love to hear that several of these professional values are derived from personal values, which the person might have imbibed from family, culture, or environment. Well, Shashwat, values need to be inculcated into a fledgling medical professional like you in order to enhance the value of healthcare professionals in the society.
That was an interesting take, sir. What are the values that a healthcare professional must possess?
In healthcare and related professions, human values are of utmost importance. These values include altruism, autonomy, accountability, commitment to integrity and ethical practice, commitment to excellence, compassion, equality, justice, professionalism, respect for persons, patient safety, and trustworthiness.
That was intriguing, sir. Of these, which are the values that are the most important for a healthcare professional?
Yes, rightly asked. Given the current equation between the patients and the healthcare providers, it is imperative that we give our best to instill faith in our patients. What I mean is that through our actions and words, we should nurture faith in the minds of our patients. The universal values of first do no harm, keep it simple, honesty is the best policy should always be kept in mind. Our goal should be to alleviate the suffering of patients while depicting the values of compassion, sensitivity, mutual respect, and robust professionalism. What I want to emphasize here is that it is of immense importance that the patient's trust in healthcare professionals remain firm and unhindered. We should epitomize benevolence and refrain from portraying a materialistic approach. Having said that, it is of equal significance that patients and their relatives exhibit moral values of respect and trust towards the healthcare professionals. Hence, it is a two-way interaction that would confer the maximum benefit in alleviating the distress and pain of patients.
That was a captivating answer, sir. How can practicing physicians, surgeons, and young budding doctors incorporate these important values into their lives?
Yes, this is very important. The medical field is a never-ending journey involving constant learning and evolving ideals. In this process, professors and mentors play a notable role in shaping and molding healthcare professionals. The role and the importance of these values need to be firmly embedded into the teaching curriculum. Such values have to be inculcated among them during the learning phase itself. It is the role of us, the teachers, to guide them towards the successful acquisition and development of these values.
This is Voice of His Baby.
Sir, how do these values translate into better patient care?
Adopting these values will help us to understand the agony of our patients, listen patiently to their suffering in a compassionate manner, and explain to them the disease process in an empathetic way. We heal ailing people through medications as well as compassionate care. At times, words of empathy and kindness tend to heal more than drugs. Hope you understand that.
Yes, sir, I understood. So, what is the role of these values within the healthcare system?
Interpersonal communication is one of the key aspects of the healthcare. Good communication among healthcare professionals plays an integral part in patient care. A good chain of communication ensures elimination of clinical error and beneficial collaborative work in the best interest of the patient. Healthcare providers should ensure accurate transmission of information both within the concerned department and among departments.
Sir, given the current COVID-19 scenario, will this affect the values of a healthcare professional?
You have asked a very good and valid question that is especially relevant during this pandemic. In the context of this present situation being encountered by the healthcare professionals, I would like to quote a very famous proverb: tough times never last, but tough people do. We are facing an unprecedented pandemic, and the most important thing we need to do is to stand together and stand strong. We need to firmly adhere to our values and treat the needy with compassion and a humane approach. Hope I have answered your question.
Yes, sir. Thank you. That was indeed a very enlightening and a useful discussion.
Thank you, Shashwat. Hope the budding doctors can take note of all these values and move forward. I feel quite happy and pleased to tell that values that we are talking about are being practiced presently at Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth, deemed to be university. I do strongly believe that if we need to impress upon someone, we need to follow such tenets in all earnestness, and I'm so happy and proud to state that SBV has shown the way to others in this regard. Let us tread on this chosen path with conviction and commitment. If we continue to do so, I am quite sure that SBV would serve as a torchbearer of the much needed values that all the healthcare professionals should necessarily portray in their sacred journey towards promoting holistic health and well-being. I would like to conclude this podcast by saying the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. Thank you. Jai Hind.
You were listening to Voice of SBV.